It's time for Team Mom Trash Talk with Tracy and Noelle.
Hello, and welcome to Team Mom Trash Talk. This is episode 331. I'm your host, comedian Tracy Carnazzo, joined by my co-host, comedian Noelle Winters Herzog.
Hello.
Hi, hello, Noelle. We're here to talk about Family Reunion, Season 3, Episode 3.
We're here.
I mean, we're here.
We're here.
This is rough. This is really rough. I have very few notes. I have like 2 pages of notes. Usually it's like 4.
Well, because these episodes suck.
Nothing's happening. This is a bad show.
Good, right. But the problem is it's just a bad show.
This is a bad show. If you want to listen to a good show, then you know what you should do. You should listen to our other podcast, 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk, Catfish Trash Talk. Go over to Patreon. You could listen to So Pumped a Vanderpump Rules podcast, Macaroni Rascals, a Jersey Shore podcast. You could listen to Recycled with Noelle and Michael, which is my new favorite podcast. They cover Real Housewives of New Jersey season 2 right now. They're covering some movies. It's called Recycled Goes to the Movies. Yeah. And there's just like a whole bunch of stuff over there, including our favorite podcast, BS, where we just
BS, which really is my favorite podcast.
That is my favorite podcast too. So guys, patreon.com/trash talk podcast is where you could find that. And don't forget to follow us on social media. Noelle's at Noe Girl on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And I'm at Trixie Chuzini on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. TikTok.
Or Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it.
I can't call it X. That's not real.
Right. But like, is that its new name? Mm-hmm. Is that fully its name? It's not Twitter anymore.
Mm-mm.
That's silly.
Yeah. Well, I can't call it that. So yeah, that's how that goes. Well, to jump into the podcast, Teen Mom Family Reunion, Season 3, Episode 3. Sean has been letting Jade down and he feels so guilty.
Oh, he's guilty. He's embarrassed. Okay.
Sean's hungover.
Sean is hungover. He has the scaries. He has, you know, people wake up very anxious the next day, not feeling well. That's what he has. You have that weird anxiety depression after drinking.
Sean's hungover. That's
Sean's
what he
hungover.
Is.
Sean doesn't really feel like all of this.
Okay, so he can't drink. And then Jade wakes up sick. Also, she had viral pneumonia before she got there. So she went there with pneumonia.
Here's what annoys me. She goes, I basically had viral pneumonia. Why do people say that?
You did or you didn't?
He said, I basically had it.
So you did or you didn't?
Right. Which is it? I hate the play on words.
Right. Also, so you go there, you binge drink for 3 days.
Right.
And there's no air conditioning.
That sounds like a nightmare.
How are you breathing?
I wouldn't.
What are you
breathing?
Doing? Also, this is what you chose to do before your wedding?
It's funny because she was working the night before.
Yeah.
And now she has viral.
Yeah,
because
it's relapsing.
Basically.
Well, the medic checks her and tells her to take her inhaler or gives her an inhaler. There's no way to know.
I think he gives her an inhaler. Probably right, like albuterol.
Like, right. But like you just kind of have that power.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Right.
All right. Well, what's the woman's name? Their coach.
Oh, so I.
They don't say her.
Down.
No,
I said
no
Dr.
they don't
Mike.
Say. They don't say her name.
So they said it last week. It's something.
Yeah, but this week they didn't.
They didn't say it not one time.
And
last
they
week.
didn't even tag her. All right. Oh, so all it's right. Micaiah.
I was going to say Michaela. Okay. Yeah, I was close.
Micaiah. Whatever. It's fine. So she goes, are you guys ready to turn up the heat today? Turn up the heat higher than this?
There's not even air conditioning. There isn't a fan to be seen.
They're eating dinner in a bikini because it's so hot.
I could not imagine being there. That is a nightmare.
Okay,
I feel
how
like
much
you
money?
Would like it more.
At night?
You wouldn't like the nighttime. No. See, you wouldn't like the nighttime. But I feel like in the day, if there's this pool and there's
I'd
beach,
be in the pool the whole time.
You could be. I could not.
I'd be submerged in water.
Yeah.
Well, at night.
Yeah.
I wouldn't make it one night.
No, I wouldn't live there. I would never sleep. I would never sleep again.
I'd have to go there for the day.
Right.
And then I'd have to be taken to a hotel at night.
Yeah. Then I'd be like, excuse me, Ritz, I'm here.
Yeah. Hello.
Yep.
Carlton.
Hello. It's me, Noelle.
It's Tracy.
Hello, Carlton. It's Noelle and Tracy. You ready for us?
How much money?
To stay there the whole time?
Mm-hmm.
How long are they there for?
I'm going
to
say a week.
Yeah, I don't think they're there for that long. So to stay there for a week, to sleep there, no air conditioning. My number is going to be so much lower than yours. It's like I could do it for like $2,000 a night. Yeah.
Okay, that's weird.
I mean, I told you I'm an easy sell.
$2,000 a night and you're going to be on TV though.
Uh-huh.
You're going to do the show.
Okay. All right, so we'll do five.
That's it?
Yeah, I'm a pretty easy stop. I don't have any money.
I need 300,000 to do this.
What is this, Friends?
Then you can't have me. Here's the thing. I don't care because I don't want to do it. 300,000
for the whole week?
Mm-hmm. No. Like, yeah, for the whole week. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to ask for 300,000 a week. Yeah. A night. Yeah. 300,000.
Wow. Wow.
I'm in.
I'm on TV and you're not. That's basically what you're saying. I'm going to be on TV.
Yeah. Because I don't.
That's crazy.
You have to stay up. I'm going to stay up for a week straight. I'm going to be very sick.
Maybe you would just collapse after a while.
Yeah. I'm going to be very sick.
What if you snuck in like a portable air conditioner? We would just order them from Amazon, I think.
Yeah, but where would they deliver them to? And where's the window?
Oh, fuck, there's no window. Right. We're in a basement.
This is the worst place in the world. This is hell. This is what hell is like.
Yeah, I would still live there if you paid me enough, though, if I had to.
$2,000. If you paid me $10, I'd live there.
If you gave me $5,000 a night, yeah, I would do it. Hell yeah, I would do it for $5,000 a night.
I wouldn't.
Wow. I'm just a little more adaptable.
I guess so.
That's okay. You know what? Neither is better than the other.
Well, I'd basically need $300,000 for the week.
I mean,
basically.
I feel like it's so weird if they're only there for a week and the other girls aren't even there yet. Like, there's still more people to join.
Yeah, I would have to be the last person that came.
That's what I was thinking.
And then we leave that day.
And then the first person to leave. Right. Like, I'm here for 1 minute.
Right. I'd be like, hey, guys, I'm actually at the Ritz. Right. I am at the Ritz. I'm at the Four Seasons. I'm going to drive over for the day and we could do something with building blocks on the beach.
Well, that's like the last family reunion. Remember, Kate came in for like an afternoon.
Yeah, that would be me.
When they went and they sat in an air-conditioned restaurant.
Yeah, thank you.
Tracy would just come in for the
afternoon. Yeah, I'll go pull my mom into the mud with a rope.
Okay.
But then I'm going to go back to the Four Seasons.
But if you expect me to stay there, it has to be for $300,000. That's crazy.
I'll go there and pull my mom into a mud puddle for $5,000 a day.
Okay, but not but
I stay
there.
But I stay at the Four Seasons.
Wow. Okay. Oh, Four Seasons, not the Ritz. Okay. Yeah.
Just more comfortable there.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. You see the difference between us guys, right? I know you're seeing it right now.
I'm just saying.
Opposites attract.
Opposites attract. All right. So they're going to go to the beach and while there's a hurricane.
Oh my God. There's like thunder and lightning.
Okay. So they're going to play a game that doesn't work.
There's no point of this.
It's not even that there's no point. It physically doesn't work because you can't pile these.
Because of the weather.
No, also because you're not tall enough to do it.
Oh, because they're too tall. Yeah. Right.
So what are we doing here? We're prioritizing what is the most important or what you have to work on the most, right?
Yes. So it's like from least is the bottom to most is on top.
So Kate and Ty,
intimacy is on the bottom.
Right. And then Kate says communication's on the top, right?
And Ty's anger is on top.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
Macy and Taylor need to work on intimacy.
Right.
Then the thunderstorm comes. And they're like, guess what? You die, you die. Put the blocks together, Zach and Cheyenne.
Cheyenne is like screaming. She's so scared.
Why does she look so cute in this confessional?
I know.
I'm like, whatever she does. Like, I want her face.
I know. I do agree with that.
She's so cute. She's like cute as a freaking button.
She is cute.
Oh, God. All right. So Zach and Cheyenne need to work on intimacy and communication.
Also, rewind for 1 second. Kate and Ty. Kate says her deepest PTSD from her childhood
comes out
is about anger.
Yeah.
When Tyler gets angry.
Yeah.
And it's like,
listen, here's the thing though. Probably is because April was probably an angry drunk.
No, I know, but why are we always doing this? Tyler was telling Sean alcohol triggers you. Like, why do we always have to use these words?
Because that's
why
all
can't
they
it
do.
Just be like,
I'm gonna tell you why.
And we spend too much money.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Because Kate and I don't have jobs.
Right. They don't have jobs.
They don't have a ton of things to focus on in their life. So they just go to therapy.
All they do is go to therapy and have sex every day. That's all they do. That's crazy.
Right. So, and take care of children. Gross.
Well, that's true too.
Okay. So Zach and Cheyenne have to work on intimacy and most of all communication. So
see,
this
I
is...
didn't expect that from them.
Okay. Well, I did because Zach clearly doesn't communicate very well.
Why?
You know, kind of like when you're driving and then someone's shooting at you and you're like, oh my God, Cheyenne, I actually forgot to tell you that I lent some guy a lot of money and I did not pay him back. And now he's going to kill you and the kids. So what I'm trying to communicate is that there is a laser pointer on your head. You're going to get shot right now.
I'll never forget. She said it was a green laser pointer. I thought they only came in red.
I mean, listen, maybe this guy's favorite color was green.
But also his number one was intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't explain it. He said that doesn't mean sex.
Well, he's saying that they're not like romantically connected. Kind of like they probably do the sex, but it's just like, you know, mindless.
But they're not like
connected.
Holding hands.
They're not
all
like
day.
Mouth kissing, maybe.
Come on.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Right. And okay, so then it's Corey and Taylor.
Right. Then she doesn't trust him because he cheated on her 5 years ago, very specifically. What about when he cheated on you 4 years ago? What about when he cheated on you 3 years ago?
Why'd you have kids with him?
Why'd you have more kids with him?
Right. Why'd you have more than one child with him? Why'd you have any children with him?
Cheyenne said, quote, he was still in the streets.
I mean, he was still in the streets.
All right. So Tyler and Kate said that it would be divorce immediately if either one of them cheated. Because you guys don't know any.
Remember when Kate cheated on Ty, too?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
Also, you
they
guys
don't know
anyone.
Else. Yeah.
But you don't know anyone to cheat on the other person with.
Because I feel like they don't. They have no social life.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, yeah, of course it would be. Because I'd be like, wait a minute. You went out?
Right. What does that mean?
And she'd be like, yeah, I actually cheated on you. He'd be like, sure. You went outside?
Right.
With another
like out there?
Without me?
Right.
But my mom was going to watch the kids.
Listen, I will say this.
Say
things,
it.
Life can always be worse.
Yeah.
Because Taylor, has a things that matter beach shirt on. Did you notice this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course they do. That's all it's they like, have. They have to wear their merch because they're not selling it.
But that's what I mean.
They live in a house built of t-shirts.
I can't believe they still have this line.
Their
still
roof
has this
leaks
line.
All the time because it's made of things that matter t-shirts.
They just stuff it with the t-shirts.
They're like, just put another layer of t-shirts on it.
No
and
more
Bentley's
leather
like,
pockets.
Mom, if you guys take all the leather pockets off, you can shingle the roof.
So their roof
like
is made
Bentley,
of leather. That's interesting.
Bentley, go get Jade and have her take the pockets off. And you and Maverick need to tile the roof. You need to shingle it.
Yeah, just have him go on your shoulders.
Yeah.
Just shingle,
and
the,
shingle
roof.
The roof. Shingle
yeah,
the roof.
That works.
That's it.
So now Corey cheated on Taylor 5 years ago and she's
four
not
years
over
ago
it.
3 years ago, right.
But she's not over it. She can't get over it. So, you know, I am so into, if you can't get over something, you can't be with the person.
Yes, absolutely. So Cheyenne feels bad for her and Zach feels bad for Corey.
I don't know who I feel bad for. I think I feel bad for both of them because it's like she is giving that she's over it by continuing to be with him and having children
right,
with him and not trying to work it with him. So what do you think he feels?
So now also, has he proven himself to you? Has he changed at all?
Right. I mean, I don't know. He must have changed a little bit for you to continue having children with him.
Or is your self-esteem very low? I don't know.
I don't know. I just don't know. But I really like Kate's blue purple hair in the confessional, especially.
Yeah.
It looks so good.
Her color of hair has been pretty good for the last
little
bit.
She looks a lot better now than she used to. I feel like she just takes better care of herself.
Mm-hmm. She also
She's also happy.
She's happy, but she also doesn't do crazy things to her face.
That's so true. She
She's the
do
only
anything.
One.
Yeah.
She is the only one who is just what she is.
Yeah,
and
that's
guess
true.
What? She looks the youngest.
Yeah, because even Taylor, she's filled with fillers. Yeah.
It's like, I wish Kate didn't smoke because that's aging her.
I forget that they smoke. They both smoke.
They
I
smoke and drink.
That.
And that it's like, if you didn't smoke and drink, your face would be immaculate.
That's true. Because otherwise you're going to wind up looking like April soon
enough.
I mean,
you're on your way.
You're well on your way.
You're on your way. Okay. So Jade and Sean.
Mm-hmm.
So the buyers went down on the offer, but they're going to accept it anyway.
They don't have a choice. They have no money. That's the problem. The problem is they're in debt because of their wedding and they probably cannot afford to eat. Yeah.
Guys, what are we doing?
Yeah. How about let's get rid of the videographer. Let's.
That's what you think, the $45,000?
No, you know what I'm saying. It's like, just like cut down. Also, she spent 10 grand alone on her dress.
Okay, then that's your big ticket item. You know what I mean? Like, that's fine.
Everything can't be big ticket.
Yes.
Yeah,
what are you
I
doing?
Agree.
No one cares. You're just trash from Indiana. Stop.
It's also, guys, it's just one day. It's just one
stop.
Day.
Stop
just blowing stop. Your whole load on this day.
So now you can have a house?
You can't have a house. You have to accept an offer where you're going to make way less of a
Come
profit
on, guys.
Because
Come
you're
on,
that
guys.
Desperate. Come on.
Well, Kate tells Tyler that Mackenzie and Josh are divorced, and Tyler is glad that she's away from Josh. I wonder, because they clearly knew something that
yes.
we don't know.
Yes.
And I'm sure Josh was like a little bit abusive.
Yeah, of course, because he's like genuinely happy. He's like that she got away from him.
Right.
And that's a weird way to word it.
That is a very weird mm-hmm. way to word it, especially for Tyler, who's like
not
sharp.
Aware of anything.
Right.
No.
But no, but he's like
no, you're
sharp
right.
on mm-hmm. this situation.
Oh, I'm sure that he probably notices every mm-hmm. chink in someone's armor. Yes.
Yes. Okay. So now, obviously, Jade and Cheyenne planned this, right?
Of course they did.
They're the host.
Tracy, they're the host. They planned everything.
But
they invited everyone.
Kate said that everyone always gets invited. And she said, quote, we always invite everyone. And Mackenzie's coming.
Okay. So then Jade and Cheyenne invited Mackenzie.
There's no way to know.
Right. I just feel like, guys, I see a little hole in your story here.
I got to tell you, I learned a lot about this. I didn't realize how intense this was.
Okay. Because I will tell you this for real. For a while, we just know that what we saw.
Exactly.
So I thought that Mackenzie said something very fucking ignorant.
Sure.
And that Cheyenne basically tried to teach her.
Right.
And like, just like enlighten her, like,
sure.
Hey, you are very ignorant. And then I didn't understand why
yeah,
they
then
weren't
I was like,
okay after that.
Yes.
And I felt
Cheyenne.
Like Cheyenne wasn't being fair to her.
Right. It's like, come on, man. What are you doing?
Right. I was like, Cheyenne,
how long are we going to hold on to
you
this?
You educated her.
So now
why are we still
on.
Holding on to this? Yes. I really thought that.
Okay. Same.
Yes.
And then we learn that when Mackenzie called Kamala Harris,
mm-hmm.
something extremely, extremely mm-hmm. racist and inappropriate.
Yes.
So
have their lingerie party.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, let's get there. So Kate and Tyler.
Kate has to make a sex basket for everyone.
Okay. So now
plugs.
Tyler and I have the best intimacy of all the couples.
Right. Because she said they have sex every day. Yeah, of course they do. Because she will do anything. I hate to be so mean, but she'll do anything to keep Tyler forever. It's just mm-hmm. the truth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they're having a lingerie party and they bring in a butt plug with a tail attached to it.
Okay. I'm scared of this.
Jade is passing away in bed.
Jade is dying.
From basically viral pneumonia.
And Sean has to stay with her.
And now she has a butt plug with a tail.
Right. I'd be blowing my nose in that butt plug.
Kate is, so that's what Taylor said, that she has a mom body. Taylor, stop.
Yeah, Taylor, you're gorgeous.
Stop.
Stop.
And then Kate's
she
like, well, I'm
feel
confident
good about
in my
herself.
Body. That's why I'm like, yeah, this is
right.
why this is happening. Corey. He wears
stop.
A gladiator outfit with the whole
a thong.
Butt out.
With the thong.
But also, like, everyone's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, I mean.
Here's the thing. I do feel like every group of people has a Corey in it. And I think that there's a time and a place, and it can be actually very fun.
Sure.
But he
but
just
it's not
is
all the time.
Never off.
He's never off. He's
he
always
has spent
on.
Entirely too much time on the challenge. That's the problem.
Way too much time. He has a TBI.
Yes. Yeah. What's that?
A traumatic brain injury.
Oh, yes.
He's fallen off the bungee cords one too many times.
That's what I mean. He's been underwater for 60 seconds too long.
He needs more air. That's what we're saying. He
yes.
needs more air.
Yes,
he needs an inhaler. He needs the medic to bring him an inhaler.
Somebody get Corey an inhaler, please.
Kate tells Cheyenne about Mac coming with her boyfriend. And Cheyenne says, quote,
mm-hmm.
her and her new black boyfriend.
But like, why?
Why,
you know
what?
What I mean? Like, why do that?
Oh, I thought that was
I don't know.
Funny.
I know, but it's like.
Yeah, no, Cheyenne. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to tell, I will tell you this. I did not know Mackenzie's boyfriend was Jamaican and had such a heavy accent.
Okay, me either, because I've just seen pictures of him.
Me too.
Okay.
Okay.
So Cheyenne said that Mackenzie did not know anything about why what she said was wrong.
That's
so
her
Cheyenne,
upbringing.
Okay. So mm-hmm. Cheyenne had a phone call, and Cheyenne was like, fine.
Mm-hmm.
She had a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
She explained everything to her.
Yes.
She educated her on
some history.
She didn't
even know about segregation. Like, she
right,
knew
or the
nothing.
Jim Crow laws. She
right.
knew nothing, nothing, nothing.
Right.
So Cheyenne took her time, explained everything to her, and Mackenzie said,
I can't take it.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
You were so nice. My husband thought you were going to be an angry black.
Could you really just die? I could have fainted when she said that.
Then Cheyenne tweeted about ignorance.
Right.
And Mackenzie got mad at her. And then Cheyenne said, I do not accept your white tears. And then Mackenzie started crying on live.
Right.
And someone called writer's school. Someone called her parents' business.
That's so
A white
crazy.
Woman came to her house to tell her that she doesn't like how she treated Mackenzie.
The thing is, like, we knew none of this. Again, this is why I was like, why is Cheyenne so mad at Mackenzie? I could not figure it out.
Can
it's
you
crazy.
Imagine
no.
that you just had a conversation explaining racism to someone,
mm-hmm.
and then they say that?
I guess in my mind, I would be like, you know what? This dumb fuck is never going to get it.
Yeah, it's like, actually,
yep.
Never mind.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm not wasting my breath on you. I don't know how, I don't even know how angry I would be. I would almost feel like sympathetic. Like, oh, poor you. This is how you were raised. It's really sad that
I know,
people
but
are still being raised this way.
No, this is crazy. So yeah. Kate said that she's been working on herself for the last year and a half, and like, kind of to give her a chance.
I would too.
Sure. Corey has now changed his outfit into a cop.
Yeah. Corey is really, he's having a good time.
Okay. So they're also eating some big ass ants for Pinga.
This is why I think he's been on the challenge for too long. The spoonfuls.
Okay. You're absolutely right.
Right?
This was nothing to him. He's like, you want me to eat one ant? I'll
right.
eat every ant.
I've done
I am an
every
ant eater.
Challenge. Right.
I am an ant eater.
That's the thing. It's like, he's done all
he's
of
like,
this before.
I
you
was
think
a gladiator. I was a cop.
Right.
Now I'm an ant eater.
Now I'm an ant eater. Yep.
Give me
and
my
Taylor's
nose.
Taylor's going to see my ant eater tonight. Oh.
Okay. Well, that was.
Well, it's supposed to work. It's supposed to help. It's supposed to be an aphrodisiac.
Yeah. He needs help. I'm sure. I'm sure he does. So Corey takes spoons and spoons and spoons.
So
then
gross.
He gets naked, jumps in the pool. Then Tyler gets naked and jumps in the pool.
And Zach gets naked.
Okay.
Jumps
I couldn't
in the pool.
Tell if he was naked or not.
Oh, no. He was fully naked.
Okay. That's pretty funny, though. See, this is like, and then Kate goes, oh, no. Tyler says, this is free content.
So, okay, that made me laugh so hard. Because then I'm like, if the show, I think, was just like that, I would enjoy it so much more. Take out the therapy.
Take out the blocks
Take
of
out
hurricane.
I don't need to know how many times a day you guys have sex. Like, let's just party. And let me watch you guys dance stupidly.
Thank you.
You know? Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Well, Kate is hungover the next day.
They're dying the next day.
Here's the problem. This cast should not really be drinking. A lot of them have a lot of problems.
Of course.
Around substances. So, like, what are we doing exactly?
Well, because these networks, they don't care.
Okay. Well, Jade is feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Mike comes, and Sean and Jade, it's their turn for therapy.
Damn, I'm ready
for
it.
She said that they were fighting about something pretty badly before she got sick.
Right. They were fighting the night before. Like, Sean didn't want to participate.
Right. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
She keeps saying, I need him to be more of the man in the relationship. I want to take a traditional role.
Yeah.
Why are we using these terms? It's so antiquated.
No, I get it. I do get it. And I do know where she's coming from.
Sure. But
just,
like, it's just not.
I just feel like you and I have spoken about this before on these shows.
Mm-hmm.
There is just such a stereotypical white woman so many times on these shows that are like, try to emasculate the man.
Yes. And then they're like, why isn't he more of a man?
Yes. And it's like, but you also would never give him the man role in
sure.
the relationship anyway. Like, it gets to a point where you mother a man so much, you have no attraction to him. And that's what happened.
That is what happened. That's still what
happened. And he's also so mean. He is just truly,
he's always
been so mean.
So they talk about the moaning exercise, and he said that he got too drunk. Yeah.
Okay. But you know what? Thank you for owning up to it. But I'm glad he owned up to it.
Then they talk about her getting pregnant again. And she said that she had a hard time with Chloe. She had no help. She was in a bad place. And it's like, yeah, I know, we saw.
Right. And then she's scared it'll happen again. Yeah. She doesn't fully trust him. And I get that.
Mm-hmm. She says she wants to be ready on her own time. She wants at least 2 more years. And the therapist said that they need to have more sex.
Well, here's the thing. I think it finally clicked with Sean.
Yes.
Like what? Because I think at first he thought like, maybe she doesn't like me. Maybe this is about me. But meanwhile, it's like, it's actually, you don't even realize how much of a hard time she had. We know because we were there.
You weren't there. Me and Noelle were there.
We were there. Saw when she went through with Chloe.
Who was helping her with Chloe? Me and Noelle.
We were helping her. Sean, you refused to get even a job at Costco.
Flashback.
Yep. Flashback. That was crazy.
Just saying.
You look at him too and you're like, wow, he looked bad. And I did not even realize it until looking at him now.
Right. But even now, it's like he still is who he is.
Oh no, he is who he is.
Not
at
for
his
me.
Core, he's a jerk at his core. He is not for me.
Not for me. Mm-hmm. Okay. So guess who shows up?
Mackenzie and her lips.
Mackenzie's new lips walk in the door before she does.
Okay. So, unlike you, I really don't usually notice the teeth and lip thing. You can't not notice her new lips.
So we meet her boyfriend. His name is Cassano.
Yes.
He's Jamaican. He's a teacher and a soccer coach, and they met online and she just gave him her number. What do you mean you met online?
He probably slid into her DMs.
I want to know more about
that.
And they have a super fast relationship. Basically, they went on one date and they never, like, they were in a committed.
Right. It was like, I want to see you tomorrow. I want to see you tomorrow. Okay. He fully has braces. I love braces, though. He fully has braces because it means he takes care of his teeth. But his accent really threw me off. Just because I didn't know.
I didn't expect it either.
So I thought that he was like kidding.
Okay,
almost
me
like,
too.
We're on
I was
vacation.
Like, are you?
I
thought he was mocking a Jamaican accent. And I'm like,
me
wait
too.
A minute. Oh, wait.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. She has some kind of bad face filler as well.
Oh, I didn't notice.
She almost has cheek filler that migrated down. I'm not sure. Guys, what do you think? Go into the Facebook group and let me know what you think. She said that she's really sorry about the comments.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to have an issue with anyone. She wants another chance, basically.
Tyler's still hungover. And they suggest movie night, and then dun dun dun,
they walk in. Listen, I will give her this. I've never been a fan of Mackenzie, but I can't imagine how hard it would be to walk into that room. So like, good for her for doing it. I would be so anxious, but like, I hope she sits with Cheyenne and I hope she makes good. And I think they do. I think they make up. I really do think
Mackenzie,
that
please.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm just glad that everyone's open to at least hearing what she has to say. Yeah, because Cheyenne is kind. If nothing else, she is kind.
I like her.
Yeah, I like her too. I don't really know why she's on Teen Mom, but I like her.
Same. Well, listen, we don't know why Ed and Liz are on Happily Ever After.
Same
either.
Thing. Yep.
Or anything 90 Day Fiancé related.
True that.
Just saying, guys, check out our other podcast, 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk, Catfish Trash Talk. Go over to Patreon for Macaroni Rascals, a Jersey Shore podcast, So Pumped a Vanderpump Rules podcast, Recycled with Noel and Michaels, a Jersey Shore Real Housewives of New Jersey. Why do I even do that? Real Housewives of New Jersey, season 2, and some movies, because Recycle goes to the movies sometimes too. Patreon.com/Trash Talk Podcast. Follow Noelle at Noe Girl on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. I'm at Trixie Chuzini on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Teen Mom Trash Talk on Instagram. Teen Mom Podcast on Twitter. And TracyCarnazzo.com for everything. You could just find everything right there. That's the easiest way to do it. TracyCarnazzo.com, TracyCarnazzo.com, TracyCarnazzo.com for all of my upcoming stand-up tour dates.
I even go on there to find out where you're going to be for
Thank
the
you.
Weekend.
Thank you. I do, too. Can I tell you something? I go on there to find out where
That's
I'm going to
so
be as
funny.
Well. So I'll see you guys next week. And don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube, Trash Talk Podcast. If you're listening to this on audio, we are on YouTube. If you're listening to this on YouTube and you've seen enough of us, go subscribe to us on audio. Thank you so much. Please comment, like, share, do all the things. What's it? Rate and review. Follow us.
Yeah.
Subscribe. Okay. Bye.
Bye.